This is the greatest day of the year. This is the source of all our joy, of all our life, of all our love. I hope to say a few words that will help that joy and life and love to reach your hearts, and so I want to ask for your help. If you just take a moment to pray for me, pray that I'll speak the Lord's words to you, and I'll pray for you that you're able to hear what the Lord is saying to you. And let us entrust our prayers and each other to Our Lady's intercession as we pray together. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. We're all gathered here in church today, and perhaps one of the most important questions we could ask ourselves is regarding exactly what I said in the first words of my homily. Is this really the greatest day of the year for us? And maybe the underlying question, what difference does it make to be Christian? It's a question that's a little bit personal for me because as an unbaptized atheist, when I attended Penn State University, I met several fellow collegians, fellow freshmen, who went to church, Catholic church, and I was amazed because they were not dumb, and they were not weak, which I thought was the only reason anybody bothered being Christian. And I asked them essentially that question. Why are you Christian? Why do you waste an hour on Sunday morning to go to church? And they kind of hemmed and hawed, and we talked a bit, and at the end, they weren't really able to tell me. And so I went on not being Christian. Eventually, there was a man who came to me, a total stranger, and invited me to look at the Bible with him, to study the Bible with him one-on-one. That man introduced me to Jesus, and that man radically changed my life, obviously. What difference does it make to be Christian? What do we get from the resurrection? What does Easter bring us? Easter brings us the fullness of life. We tend to go through life a little bit halfway. We have a little bit of joy, a little bit of excitement, but we also get paralyzed by fear. We get paralyzed in our own vices, pride and lust and jealousy. We get paralyzed in anger and hatred, grudges, retaliation. We build up walls around ourselves and we construct a world that's smaller and smaller just so long as we don't get bothered by people, by situations. And so we live this kind of half-alive life. Easter brings us life to the full because Easter brings us a new beginning. An opportunity each day to start over, to begin again, which takes courage. Pope Francis said to us just over 2 hours ago, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever." Jesus' resurrection fulfills the prophecy of this psalm. God's mercy endures forever. It never dies. We can trust him completely, and we thank him because for our sake he descended into the depths of the abyss. Before the spiritual and moral abysses of mankind, before the chasms that open up in hearts and provoke hatred and death, only an infinite mercy can bring us salvation. Only God can fill those chasms with his love, prevent us from falling into them, and help us to continue our journey together towards the land of freedom and life. These abysses that Pope Francis talks about are the abysses of hatred, anger, the abysses of bitterness that turn into depression and despair, the abysses of fear that paralyze us and keep us from taking the risk to love, the risk to do good, the risk to extend ourselves in those corporal works of mercy, to welcome the stranger rather than avoid him, to clothe the naked, feed the hungry, give drink to the thirsty, to reach out to the poor rather than pretend they don't exist. The courage to reach out when we might get slighted, we might get rejected, we might get betrayed, we might get manipulated. All of those excuses we use to avoid pain are all of the things that prevent us from living the fullness of life. But if the risk doesn't have a guarantee behind it, it's no wonder that we don't take the risk. But Christ is our guarantee. No matter how much it hurts, it will not be the end. Behind every Good Friday, there is an Easter Sunday. After every cross, there is a resurrection. For every hurt, there is a fuller healing that makes us more alive even than before we were hurt. Whatever has happened, we can start again today. Mercy gives us a new beginning. We can leave behind the past, just like those apostles and Jesus left the burial cloths in the tomb. They just left them behind. The past doesn't have to hold us back. Christ gives us new life, but it depends only on one thing, our choice. Do you choose to live this new life in Christ? A life of love, a fullness of life, a life that involves the risk of doing good, of reaching out in love, of being vulnerable. It's this mercy that gave new life to a brutal murderer who killed an 11-year-old girl, carried bitterness and hatred in his heart for 8 years in prison, and finally was touched by the mercy of God through a dream and through the ministry of a bishop who came to visit him. Eventually, he was freed from his prison term. He joined the Capuchin Franciscans, and he even attended the canonization of his victim, whose name was Saint Maria Goretti. It's this new life that just a few months ago, as my priest friend was telling me yesterday, renewed a marriage. A woman attended a conference and received a healing prayer. She was in the process of divorcing her husband, but when those deep wounds that were partially caused by her husband, but also caused more deeply in her past, found healing in the touch of the risen Christ, she found new hope, forgiveness, and chose to start over. She went on with the marriage and tore up the divorce papers. It's this power of resurrection which gave new life to a man on death row. I have a letter written by him. He was sentenced to death, also for murder, but he came to know Christ and he found in that peace and joy, deep repentance for what he had done and sorrow for his sin, but the courage to believe that Christ can overcome all evil and sin. And in that letter written to me just a few days before Christmas, he said, "I look forward to spending this Christmas in heaven." His execution would be the next day. If God can bring new life to these situations, can't he bring new life to us? Whatever holds us back? Couldn't it be today a new beginning in marriages that have grown cold? Can't we start again today? In families that have been hardened by offenses and misunderstandings, hurt feelings and grudges, even betrayal. Can't we begin again with neighbors and old friends, colleagues, bosses, anyone against whom we harbor bitterness, hatred, and hardness of heart? In our opening prayer, we prayed that Christ conquered death. In conquering death, he also conquered all that leads to death. He conquers our cynicism, gossip, selfishness, all the hurts and retaliation. He conquers our fears and our pride. He has conquered all that leads to death and has opened the doors to a new beginning filled with hope, with life, with light, and with love. This is the new vision that he wants to give us today, a vision that sees in the light of life the possibilities of moving forward with Christ. I can tell you from personal experience, having spent 21 years outside of the church, having spent so many of those years not knowing at all who Jesus is, how much better it is with him in worship, with him every Sunday, with him in daily prayer, asking his help in all that we do. Life is so much better with Christ. He invites us today in this feast of the resurrection to accept a new life, a life that cannot be conquered by death, a life that cannot be held back by fear or enclosed in the little worlds that we create for ourselves, with ourselves at the center. When we allow Christ to be at the center, our world becomes so much bigger and brighter and more beautiful. We will now renew our baptismal vows. Each of us had this new beginning in water and the Spirit. Let us allow today to be a new day, a new beginning, and move forward with the light of the resurrection.